Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
Yes, guys, I'm Si. Welcome back to Ace Podcast Nation. And a little special quick show here. I'm joined by a filmmaker, TV host, radio host, podcast host, bit of everything.
Jack of all trades, yeah, so, you know.
Mr. Johnny Owen, how are you, my friend?
I'm very good, mate. How are you?
I'm fantastic, mate. Really, really happy to be able to sit here and have a chat with you. We've been obviously talked about it for a while.
Yeah.
And you're just the most busy man on the planet. I don't think I've ever seen anyone just be like every day going somewhere, doing something. It's mad. But tonight, you are on BBC One, BBC Two.
I'm BBC One at 25 to 11. You've just kindly picked me up from the Vale of Glamorgan, where I've been in filming with Rob Page and a few of the players, previewing the game, the massive game, yet another massive game in Welsh football, side, as you know. This Tuesday against Poland, the playoff final to get to another Euros. Incredible.
Can't get used to this qualification thing, me still.
4 and 8 years, you know, mate, it's mental, isn't it?
Well, we were just saying in the car, like, we had come to terms with probably not qualifying.
Yeah, it's true.
You just kind of, yeah, it's not going to happen in my lifetime. And then, like you say,
far off, yeah.
My kids, that's all they know.
Same for me. My daughter, she thinks this is normal.
This is what we qualify.
I keep saying to her, we hadn't qualified since 1958 before that. Even I wasn't around then.
What's the mood like in the camp?
It's good, mate. It's confident, but it's not overconfident. I think they, like us, you know, after Armenia, would have snapped your hand off to be in a position of one more game at home to qualify for the Euros. What I think we've got, me and you had a long chat about it in the car coming down. We've lost arguably our greatest ever player in Gareth Bale, and another world-class player has probably gone past his peak now, Aaron Ramsey. But what we've got is a lot of very, very good players, I believe. We've got some youngsters who have the potential to go on to be world-class, as we've spoken about, people like Ethan and Brennan. But at the moment, we've got all these players who are all operating on what I call like a 7 or 8 out of 10, playing for their clubs, playing for the country. So, you know, we've got every chance. We're very good at home. They're very good. Obviously, everybody knows about their danger man, Lewandowski. But, you know, home form is important for us. The crowd is important for us. It's an amazing atmosphere down there, as you know, the Cardiff City Stadium. So, you know, we've got to embrace these nights. Like you just said, we often didn't make it, but now we are. We've got to enjoy it.
Yeah, it's special, isn't it? It's a special night at the Cardiff City Stadium for the Welsh games particularly. It just seems to be...
Is that mobile going to get interrupted? It's not mine. It's not mine.
It's not mine.
It's mine.
Plus, that's disgraceful.
Right.
Two.
I was just about to.
Let's give her a round. Yeah. Vicky, you're a disgrace. I'm in the middle of a podcast and I had my phone on accidentally and you disrupted it. She's in Jamaica. Can you go back? Sorry, that was my fault. I should have my phone on. What a disgrace. All right. I know. And then we're on. Sorry, do you want to start again?
No, you're right.
Can you edit?
Yeah.
Can you put that in if you want to?
Yeah.
So I can
advertise it.
It's fixing. Yes. No. So I was just saying.
We haven't got any superstars, mate. What we have got is Christian Roberts.
I was interviewing Conor Roberts last night and I kept calling him Christian Roberts, obviously because I remember the Cardiff boy that played for Bristol City and he played for Cardiff for a little bit, but I don't know why. And he looked at me, bless him, and he went, "You do know I'm Conor Roberts, don't you?" And he's from Swansea as well. Can you imagine what he was like?
He's probably thinking he's having a laugh.
Yeah. Yeah, but you know, listen, we got some we have got very, very good players, and you know, fingers crossed, everything sort of is there for us. As we said, amazing atmosphere at the Cardiff City Stadium. So, you know, let's enjoy it as much as we can. I say enjoy it, Si, but we're not going to enjoy it.
Well, do you know what? Like, I went into Thursday against Finland fully expecting to be the usual stressed, anxious, like all the way through to the last minute, like tearing my hair out, what little hair I've got left. And it was relatively stress-free. Like, you know, we early goal in the first half, early goal in the second half. Probably should have had that goal, which was disallowed as well. And it was comfortable. But, and like I said to you in the car, as you know, everyone was excellent. There was you know, little moments where you could say, maybe you could do a bit better. But overall, everything was just so incredibly good to great that you're almost like, God, if we could play like that against anyone at home, you'd fancy us. Ethan Ampadu, for me, though, mate, is potentially is going to go to the very top. I just thought he was so good. And he's one of those players where in that position, it seems to be almost those players don't get talked about as much as some of the others. Like Harry Wilson was outstanding, got man of the match. But that the role which Ethan Ampadu plays, you know, if Nico Williams is going forward and the play breaks down, Ethan Ampadu just sweeps across naturally. And Conor Roberts, Christian Roberts, just sort of shifts in and they all shift across. And you can see it's very well drilled. And another thing which I said to you in the car, and people who watch my stuff will know, look, I've been at times critical of Robert Page, but one thing I will say is he did everything right on Thursday, from substitutes to tactics to in-game sort of little tweaks. And I think if you're going to criticise anyone, you should also give them credit when they get it right. And I think he did a phenomenal job on Thursday, and hopefully he'll do it again.
Yeah, no, I couldn't agree more with every word you say, Si. I mean, in football, we are very quick to criticise, and I've been guilty of that many times. But when they get it right, we need to speak about that as well. Everything was spot on, you know, the tactics, the way we set up, his selection, a few eyebrows raised. Mm-hmm. He left Kiefer and Dan James on the bench, but that gave us options, and it certainly changed things as well with sort of 35 minutes to go. And I think what's interesting about Rob is that he's the most successful Welsh manager ever. You know, he's, which when you think of it, it's insane. And yet he gets sometimes the most criticism. I think Armenia was a big moment, you know, that post-game, a lot of people were talking. And the main criticism seems to be that tactically he could be a little bit naive. Well, I think that's proved to be nonsense now. I mean, when I was up there with the statisticians and everybody else, apparently he's meticulous, you know. So, you know, that's just simply not true. And also, you know, he was very good, and Ashley Williams was there talking about it's very different in international football. You know, you're not a domestic manager. You can't do drills and set pieces every day for weeks on end. You've only got it for 2 or 3 days. You know, the fact that we'd worked that free kick out with Harry took, and then, sorry, Harry was going to take it and Nico took, was very impressive, because you just haven't got the time. It's about recoveries, you know, in international, not anything else. So, you know, I agree. Give him the credit. If we do qualify, touch wood, then he is without doubt, he's got us to 2 major tournaments. He oversaw, was part of a third one. Well, I mean, that's remarkable. I mean, we all talk about the brilliant Chris Coleman, Cookie, you know, and Jimmy Murphy, the two great Welsh managers, because they got us to tournaments. But Rob potentially is on the cusp of 2, you know, and being part of 3 major tournament qualifications. Incredible. So I think, you know, if we can, let's try and get behind the boys. I know we will. And, you know, I even said that we had a worst case scenario, if we do just fail this hurdle. You know, we've got a lot of players coming through. There's a load of youngsters. You were talking about the boys like Kumas coming through from the 21s. You know, Isaac was over in Belgium playing great. You know, all these lads are sort of on the cusp. You know, we've got to realise we're a country with a finite amount of resource when it comes to players, just because of who we are. But we're actually in the best position we've been in for a long time. I thought, Si, there would be a longer hangover, because any country that lost their greatest ever player, and I do think Gareth Bale was the greatest ever player. Absolutely. I think he's past even the great John Charles, is going to take a little time to not just recover, readjust, and we've done it. In the same qualifying tournament, we've managed to get to a playoff final. So for that, and all those reasons alone, like you said, let's give him credit. He got it right. Let's get, you know, give him, and let's hope he gets it right again tomorrow night.
Yeah, it's exciting, isn't it? Like, when you look at the average age is 25 on Thursday, and you're looking at that. And like you say, there was some eyebrows raised. Kiefer Moore, I think everyone expected him to start.
Yeah.
But then, do you know what it did as well? Is, yes, there was eyebrows raised, but I think it also lifted the crowd before the game, because they thought, well, he's going to go for this.
Yeah.
You know, he's going to have, there's a lot of pace and like raw energy, which you can only play one way with players like that.
Yeah.
You know, you're not going to park the bus when you've got, you know, 3 under 6 foot forward players and things like that. So I think that was exciting in itself before the game had even kicked off. And then to see it come to fruition within, 5 minutes or whatever when they scored. It was almost like the perfect script, wasn't it?
Yeah.
So I think what would be nice now is if we can do the same against Poland and it's completely stress-free. But like I do agree with you, is if it doesn't quite happen for whatever reason, you know, these things happen in football. Could be last minute deflected goal or
anything.
Penalty.
It's not a disaster. We haven't got a load of great players retiring.
No.
We've got a lot of boys, all on 50 caps, as you said. We've got two incredible midfield players coming through in Ethan and JJ. You know, we've got all those options up front, pace to burn. You've got players very comfortable on the ball. So you're thinking, you know what, this is a decent team. Let's stick with them. Let's stick with the manager. They all come out in support of Rob after the Armenia game, which tells you everything. There was no stories, rumblings, certainly in the camp. In fact, they bunkered down, which I always think is a great sign. So I was thinking, you know what, let's stick with this and let's stick with, you know, with what he's trying to set up there. And last night, Saya, I thought it was really interesting. He talked about philosophy. And Ash said something really interesting. He said, look, the 2016 team had superstars in it, world-class players, players at the top of their form in Aaron. Aaron had a sensational Euros, as we know, Gareth Bale, obviously Bale. But he said, we were greater than the sum of our parts. We did have a lot of boys who were in the championship. And Ash was saying this. He said, actually, player to player, this team is better player to player. So we haven't quite got those two superstars yet. But he said, as a player, we're actually in a stronger position. And he said, I can see that we'll try and play a certain way when we can. Now, listen, we are going to play the Frances and Germanys at times, and that's different. But mostly against these kind of countries like Finland and the Polands and Turkeys, you know, we are going to have a go. Whereas in the past, as you know better than we often relied on great players to get us out of holes, and take the chance. Well, Russia, one of the greatest ever moments, I was there when we scored against Germany. They were world champions. We defended magnificently, but we had half a chance, and he took it because he's Ian Rush. He's the greatest striker, arguably, in the world. We relied on those moments, as you saw in Finland, less so now, I think.
Yeah, and I think that you made a great point there about them when there was pressure on after that Armenia game. They all were behind the manager.
Yes.
There was no rumblings and stuff like that. And I think I agree with you. Like, it's so indicative of the squad as a whole, how together they are. And I think in international football, that's massive. That's like you saw it in 2016 in France. That squad was so together. And I know Ashley Williams has talked about it a lot. I've watched his podcast recently. Like he's talked about like that togetherness and how much, you know, they were friends as well as, you know, teammates.
Yeah.
And it makes a huge difference because they'll run through a brick wall for each other. They'll run through a brick wall for the manager. And when things don't go your way, or you're 1-0 down, or you're losing with a few minutes to go, that's what you need, is you need that sort of passion, but also that togetherness. I'm excited, but I'd be lying if I said I wasn't a bit nervous.
We're all going to be nervous, I mean.
I did my preview last night, and part of the preview is you look at the other team and you're looking at their tactics, and I'm kind of looking at their right winger, and then Frankowski looks danger, but then, you know, they're looking at the Welsh squad exactly the same.
Absolutely. I mean, two pretty evenly matched teams, you say, both sort of like, you know, didn't qualify automatically, or, you know, had to go through the playoff route. I think they're only a few apart in the world rankings. Lewandowski obviously is obviously dangerous, but getting a bit older. I shouldn't say this because he's a lovely lad and great player. I was delighted to hear that Matty Cash is not playing because he's a very good player. For Villa, he came through the Forest Academy, really, really good player. So, listen, you know, we've been very lucky on form and injuries. You were talking about on the way down, all our players seem to be playing and playing well. That's massive. And Ben Davis said to me last night, even the ones we asked to come in, like, you know, like Danny Ward, for argument's sake, they never let you down. No. You know, they always give everything. And we can kind of cope, I think, as a country, with one, maybe two players at the max coming in. But we need a good 9 or 10 playing regularly, in my opinion, to make us really competitive. And that's where we are at the moment. We've got those 8, 9, 10 players playing regularly. And I'm happier with them playing in the Championship than on a bench in the Premier League. I prefer that.
100%, mate. And the Championship is so competitive that you have to be at it every week.
Twice a week, every week.
So if you're playing week in, week out in the Championship, then you're going to come in sharp and ready to play.
Yeah.
And I think you saw that with Daniel James and Kiefer Moore, who came in off the bench. They looked like it didn't take them any time to get the pace, and they were ready. And I'm nervous thinking about it, you know.
You're all right, mate.
So we can't go away without getting your prediction. So what do you think the score is going to be in the game?
I do think they'll score. So I think we're going to have to score a goal at least, you know, to get it to extra time and penalties. I don't want penalties. I think my ticket could take that. I'd love a 2-1 win. I would take that, you know. And, you know, I think our goals in us as well, I think. I think, you know, you mentioned him, Ethan. You watched Ethan when you watched the game on Thursday. And, you know, you said he's a Rolls Royce. I think Brennan's another one. I watched him off the ball and he really pulls defences around and he terrifies them as well, you know. And it was interesting when we scored that first early goal. You know, they had a lot of possession. You know, they had the ball a long time. But then it only took one opportunity for Brennan to get forward, get fouled, and then that brilliant free kick. So they're going to be nervous of us, you know. Ari, Brennan, Brooksy, you know, up front, moving around. And then you've got Kiefer to come on, and you've got Dan James. Options. We've never, even the great 2016 team, I thought Sam Vokes was fantastic, and obviously the third goal was legendary. Mm-hmm. But he was very similar. He didn't offer, you know, he was a similar-ish player to Hal Robson-Carno. He was a sort of a nine. Whereas you feel now that we've got, there was no nine, was there, when we started. Brennan's not a natural nine, but he was allowed to roam across the front. But then Kiefer comes on as a traditional nine, holds the ball up. Dan is something slightly different in that, you know, he'll get over the top, he'll get behind you. And a special mention to Kiefer Moore. I think he gets booked for being tall. You'd probably book him, actually, for being tall.
100%. He'd be booked before he's even...
Yeah, yeah. I think the refs are... I mean...
He's got a short man.
I think he's... I think he's unlucky in that respect, but because I think he's a physical player without being ever dirty, and he just gets penalised a lot and booked. But he's great when he comes on for us. I'm a big fan of Kiefer Moore.
Yeah, me too. I just wish he hadn't gone to Ipswich.
I was waiting for that.
It is what it is, I suppose.
Yeah.
I'm going to stick with my 3-1, which I did on my preview. I don't want to tempt fate by changing. But what I said before the Finland game, I think, still stands. With this is that I said if Ethan Ampadu chucks out a 9 out of 10 performance, I think Wales will do pretty well.
I'm the same Brennan. I think if Brennan is 8+, we win the game.
Yeah. And I think the way they played against Finland, if we can kind of mirror that in terms of the aggression and the pace and the tactical side of it, like I said, the way they were covering each other and shifting about, I think Poland will find it difficult to live with the amount of pace that we've got as long as we do the same things in the middle of the pitch. However, that's it for our Wales talk. Fingers crossed that tomorrow's the day and we'll be heading to Germany in the summer. Thank you, mate.
Very welcome,
sir. Peace to football tonight, 25 to 11, BBC. Don't forget, tune in.
Podcast Network.